and sees that Lucius is on the side of the net and shoots it in his direction more so than trying to score. But a big goal to put the Badgers up 5-3 with 8:40 remaining here in the third.
I'm basing that off of Lucius's reaction.
Correct.
Usually when you skate alone to the glass by yourself and pound it, you feel that you've done it. Otherwise, you're a lousy teammate for not celebrating with the guy who got the goal.
Correct.
Cruz Lucius was out front, tied up, but got the stick on it. And the Badgers have their two-goal advantage back at 5-3. Here comes Sam Miskevich in over the line. They say it's onside. Ooh, he lets a whistling wrist shot go just wide of Jared Moe in the net. Again, I will say this for the 15th time tonight. I don't think that's the last goal we're going to be scoring here tonight. Bantle in the offensive zone below the goal line. Tried a centering pass, couldn't do it, but swooping in was Horbach. He'll throw it towards the front of that. Man is right there. That's Lindmark. It bounces around loose. And finally, Fantilli grabs the puck and plays it out to center ice. Here come the Badgers quickly on the attack. Kerr will wrist it hard around the boards as the Badgers try to get a change going. Takes his funny bounce off the boards, comes towards the front of the net, where it's played away by Ethan Edwards and out to center ice. Michigan in the middle of a change as well. 7:40 to go in the third period. Badgers on top, 5-3. Portillo stops in his own zone, plays it behind his net, gives a little jab to Malmquist, who is on the forecheck. And out of his own zone with a head of steam comes Luca Fantilli. He'll bring in the offensive zone, slams on the brakes, plays it down low. Estapa is there. Has to reverse course, throws it towards the front of the net, towards Moyle. It's taken away from him. DeSaint Fall, instead of just getting it out of the zone, played a bad pass right at his own blue line. And that failed breakout attempt allows more offensive zone time for Michigan. Just get that one out of the zone, Matthew. It's played deep below the goal line. Moyle is there. The captain shields a check. Has the puck still on a stick, right along the near boards, and a penalty call coming on the Badgers. Here's Fantilli. He'll throw it cross ice. Hughes tries to spin away, and a nice play by DeSaint Fall to knock it away, and finally the whistle blows. And, you know, if you want to go back and trace this one, this all comes back to that turnover at the blue line by the Badgers when they failed to get it out.
Yeah.
And I think his
holding
is
the call against the one-on-one, and that one-on-one would have never materialized had DeSaint Fall just dumped it out of the zone instead of trying to make a little lumpy back pass. But it'll put Michigan back on the power play with 6:54 left here in the third period, and Badgers have been pretty good so far.
In fact, they've been perfect. I don't want to jinx it, but they've been perfect on the penalty kill. We'll see what happens here now. Off the face-off, the Badgers will get a break. It'll squirt out to center ice. When Matthew DeSaint Fall went over to the bench a moment ago when that whistle finally was blown, boy, Coach Granato was right there to greet him with a little conversation, and I'm sure that's what it was about, was get it out of the zone. That's all because we don't need that pass right there. Luke Hughes brings it in, gives it off to Fantilli. A centering pass bounces off a Badger, and it's scooped up by Lindmark. It's sent all the way down the ice, and the Badgers will get an important clear here.
That was a lucky one for them. Intercepting that pass. There were three Badgers back, but none of them in the correct passing lanes.
Luke Hughes through center ice, brings it in over the line. They move it quickly over to TJ Hughes. Shot right on, save is made by Moe, and the Badgers will scoop up the rebound and send it all the way down. One and done there for Michigan. The Badgers will take that, as now 45 seconds have been killed in this power play for Michigan. Fantilli in his own zone will play it back towards the middle, and TJ Edwards with a head of steam, Luke Hughes with a head of steam will bring it into the offensive zone. Has a man, throws it to him right on the stick of McGroarty, but his wrist shot goes wide of the net. Kept in by Casey. Gets it below the goal line. He's tied up. The puck is in the skates of all four players that have congregated down there. Mersch had a chance to clear, instead threw it right onto the stick. McGroarty, his wrist shot is blocked and never reaches the net. Kerr with a chance to get to it. Nice job to shield off the man behind him and not deny him clearing it all the way down the ice.
That's the number one guy I would love to have out killing penalties if I was a Badger coach. Anthony Kerr is a defensive specialist.
Big, strong, knows how to use his body to shield people off as if he's boxing out for a rebound. Michigan gets back in the zone. Kuhlemans below the goal line, plays it off the near boards, and it'll get it all the way down the ice. And another break here with now just 15 seconds remaining in the power play. Scooped up by McGroarty in front of his own net, brings it out to center ice. Cross ice right under the tape of Gavin Brindley in over the line. He'll play it off the backboards, but Kuhlemans is the first one there. Good job to get out to center ice, and a chance for a 2-on-0 break for the Badgers. It rolls off the stick of one Badger, that's Lindmark, and it comes to Gorniak, whose wrist shot is denied. Boy, it wasn't a clean 2-on-0 like they wanted, and instead, as the teams go back to five skaters aside, the Badgers had a great chance there to make it 6-3. Play continues. Stramel brings it to the offensive blue line, has it knocked off his stick, and Michigan will counter the other way. In over the line, delayed offside call coming on the Wolverines here. Yep. Kerr touches it up, a couple of extra shots after the whistle as They get to know each other down there. Marcus Stapa delivers a little hip check, and 4:31 now to go in the third period. Badgers on top, 5-3, shots on goal. 25 for Michigan, 27 for the Badgers. Boy, now you need to make those smart plays. Every time you get it out of the zone is a victory. It's
correct.
As good as a goal in a lot of ways. Get it out.
Eats clock.
For sure. I'm trying to play in a shell, but just get it out. Can't mess around in your own zone. Michigan will dump it in. Lotch trying to reach for it, and he's got that long reach, but he couldn't get to it. Badgers deny the centering pass. Couldn't get it out of the zone, held by Pearson. He'll wrist it around the boards. It'll go to Moyle behind the net. Moyle will take it to the far side. Top of the circle, gets a cross-ice pass to Pearson. His wrist shot is deflected, and Moe was there, and then it was deflected and went wide of the net. Moyle has it for Michigan. Looking out front. Offensive zone pressure. Man camped right out front, but the wrist shot goes wide of the net. Pearson pinches in, takes it below the goal line. Badgers need a clear. They've got some tired players out there right now that need a break. 3:45 to go in the third. Kerr gets it to Lodge. Tries to wrist it ahead. Can't. It hits the body of Granowitz, who has it now. Granowitz peels away, but Kerr pushes him up against the wall. Comes back to Pearson. One-timer from the point. That goes over top of the net. To the far side it goes. Lucius has it. Gets it towards the middle, towards Strable. Gets it in over the line. Ahead to Gorniak with a head of steam. Badgers in the middle of change. Gorniak with a strong move. Gets around to check. Takes it below the goal line. Stops. Reverses course. Waiting for some help as his teammates were in a change. Gorniak throws it towards the front of the net. That's denied. It'll come to the near side, held by Lindmark. Has a man out front, but Kuhlemans decided to not go for it on the rush there and make the smart decision of staying back on it. 3:10 to go in the third. Badgers play it ahead, clinging to their 5-3 lead.
Just in a situation where everybody has made a major contribution tonight, but I think the best thing that has happened to the Badgers is penalty kill success and power play success.
Samuskevich at center ice. Has it poked off his stick by Lotch. It floats away in front of the Michigan bench. Scooped up by the Wolverines' Fantilli. He'll play it to the near side as they bring it in over the line. Dylan Duke does. Offside the call here on the Wolverines. Now just 2:41 to go on the clock. 5-3 Badgers on top of fifth-ranked Michigan.
Looking interesting how this game is had like five different chapters in
yes.
this book. I mean, it was end-to-end, free flow, first period, second period was nothing but a mumble jumbo of penalty kills and power plays, and here in the third, we're 6-1, half dozen of the other.
They're going to take a timeout here. We will as well. 2:41 to go on the clock. Badgers on top of Michigan 5-3. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Add a stylish look to your bathroom with help from Menards. Max has more than 1,000 bathtubs, shower kits, and shower doors to add luxury to your life. Our selection of Hannah shower kits comes in finishes like brushed nickel, chrome, dark bronze, and matte black. They're designed with clean, modern lines, chic hardware, and hidden hinges for easy cleaning. Finish those big projects today and save on Max bathroom products now at Menards.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
What will happen in this final 2:41 of the third period? Who knows, but it's been fun so far, and the Badgers are on top 5-3.
Portillo perched way outside the net. I think if Michigan wins this draw and gets an opportunity to put it deep, Portillo will come out and they'll pull the goalie early.
Yep. Michigan wins the draw. They get it over Fantilli, who brings it in over the line. Portillo, as you mentioned, does head to the bench. Extra attacker out there for the Wolverines as they trail it by two. Now 2:30 and counting. Bodies pile up along the near corner. Puck finally squirts loose. Hughes tries to play it back to TJ Hughes. Finally, it works its way to TJ, who'll sling it cross ice, then get the pass back.
Get down.
Doesn't see an opening, flings it down to Luke Hughes. His wrist shot from the near side goes off the shoulder of Moe to the far boards. Held by TJ Hughes along the far wall. Players tied up. Moyle has it bounce up in the air. Kerr, nice job there to get it ahead to Horbach, who just gets enough on it to get it out to center ice. Luke Hughes will snap it right back, and Michigan looking to counter quickly back on the attack. Get it in over the line. It's off the shin pad of Samuskevich, who plays it back to the blue line. Now it finds its way over to Hughes. Hughes looking towards the middle to Truscott. Instead goes down low to Fantilli. Back to Hughes up top. Lets the shot go. That's blocked up front. Never reaches the net. And then a sharp angle shot from the near side from Fantilli. Goes all the way around the boards and down the ice. Badgers can get a change. 1:35 to go in the third. Badgers on top by 2 at 5-3. Staying aggressive on the forecheck. Causing a little disruption in the offensive zone. Keeps them bottled up momentarily. Gorniak picks off the pass, plays it ahead. Mersch diving for it, able to get the puck at least a few feet deeper in the offensive zone, even though he couldn't get it to Stang, who was out front. Wolverines trying to get it out of the zone. Gavin Brindley gets it out to center ice. It'll go cross ice right in front of the Badger bench. Wolverines seem like they have 15 guys out on the ice as they were in the middle of a change, and the Badgers send it all the way down the ice, just wide of the net. Around the boards it goes to the far side. A centering pass. Mersch was right there to deflect it. Badgers aggressive here with Gorniak and Mersch up front. Final minute of regulation play. Badgers on top by two. Tied up in their own zone of the Wolverines. Can't get it out. Ethan Edwards will play it ahead. Estapa in over the line, offside. But offside call on the Wolverines. Little shot there by McGroarty into who else? Dominic Mersch. And with 50.6 to go in regulation play, there'll be a faceoff outside the Badger zone.
It'll be interesting who, with this 50.6 seconds left, who the Badgers will put out. I am assuming that the defensive specialists will be out there. Yes, they are.
And if you're going to put any guy to pick out of a hat to take the draw, I would bet my life on Owen Lindmark being the guy you're going to send out there. And indeed, number 18 is taking the draw. He's out there with Bantle and Horbach up front.
Go forward.
Lotch and Kerr back inside the Badgers zone along the blue line. It does go forward. Goes towards the empty net. It's creeping its way through the blue paint and in! The final nail in the coffin. It's 6-3.
I'm liking it.
I'm liking it.
You talked about a slow motion rush earlier in the night. That's what we saw there from a puck being cleared the length of the ice. You wanted to go down there and blow on it and say, get moving. Sweep it like it was you were playing curling. And it found its way into the net, and the Badgers are up 6-3.
I felt so sorry for Ethan Edwards. Even if he dove, I don't think he could knock that puck away.
No, the Michigan defenseman slammed his stick up against the post trying to swat it. It was so slow and going all the way down. I'm not even sure who shot it for the Badgers towards the empty net, but it doesn't really matter. They'll give it a team goal if they had to, because the Badgers are up 6-3 and on their way to Big Ten win number one on the season. Gorniak gets it out to center ice. Portillo is back in between his pipes. Gorniak gets it in, and he's chopping, and I'm guessing there's going to be a little something going on here before the horn sounds. In fact, there is. Right in front of the student section, a couple of players for the Michigan Wolverines and a couple of Wisconsin Badgers were already in the action, and now Stramel gets involved in it. They push Gorniak aside and Stramel. Gorniak on the rush had about 3-4 chops with the Wolverine player that he was tied up with.
Exactly.
And you could just see the tensions were going to rise and they were going to get their licks in here before everybody headed to the locker room. And in fact, they're going to send Jack Gorniak to the Badger locker room here tonight, to the applause of the Kohl Center crowd here tonight that's been treated to a great one here by this team.
He and Stramel are in a situation where they're going to serve some time and they'll probably take one or two from Michigan. I'm not 100% sure. This may be a man advantage for Michigan. I would highly doubt it, but they're going to send Granowitz off too, because his 2 minutes won't expire for the duration of this game.
Yep, so senior Nick Granowitz was in the penalty box, and now as you can hear the cheers from the Kohl Center faithful that are serenading him as he's going back to the Wolverines locker room.
My impression of it is we're going to skate 5-on-5, but I don't know why Stramel would have gotten something in addition, because, at least in my opinion, that was what we call takes two to tango.
Yeah.
And so I would think that Stramel would be in a situation where he would, at worst, take in somebody with him.
If nothing else, it's certainly adding a little extra something to set the tone for tomorrow night's series finale when these two teams meet again, that's for sure.
5-on-5. I think Charlie Stramel went in the penalty box for no apparent reason.
And in fact, he did take him out and he's now heading to the bench, so.
Granowitz and and Gorniak will be the two guilty parties. And we'll skate 5-on-5 for the last 22 seconds here in the third period. But the Badgers with a three-goal lead would really have to...
Don't even say it.
Keep
Mersch pulls it all the way back into his own zone. Kerr is the first one there. Plays it along the far boards. Can't get it out. Kerr follows up. Delivers a hit on Moyle. Gets control of the puck. It flutters off his stick. And then he chops at it, though, to get it out to center ice. And all the way back into the Wolverine zone. Final 5 seconds ticking off the clock. And there it is. You can hear the crowd count it down. The horn sounds on throwback weekend, Suter family night. The Badgers get Big Ten win number one on the season over the fifth-ranked Michigan Wolverines. And lucky number 5 for the Badgers. It's their fifth straight win of the season. All of them coming on Kohl Center ice. A hard-earned... interesting, I used that word earlier, win tonight, because this game featured a lot as the Badgers surround netminder Jared Moe to our right, congratulating him on the 6-3 victory. And the Badgers victorious here tonight as they go down to celebrate with the UW student section to our left here, raising their sticks and the crowd cheering. Game 2 will be tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, as the Badgers will shoot for a series sweep. Our post-game show will include a conversation with Badgers head coach Tony Granato, a player of the game. We'll have all the scores from around the college hockey world, the calls of the game as well. Stay with us. The post-game show coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. Badgers win at 6-3 over Michigan. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of 2 club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 11 tonight under overcast skies, with rain likely then mixing with and changing to all snow. West winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. High of 18 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows around 9 above tomorrow night, mainly clear. A dusting of snow tonight with another dusting Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 40.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
And for the fifth straight time, our post-game show is a victorious one as the Badgers win it tonight over fifth-ranked Michigan by the score of 6-3 for their first Big Ten win of the year. The Badgers improved to 7-8 on the season. As our post-game show kicks off here, an interesting one. I can't even say a tale of two cities or two games anymore, Ian, because as you pointed out during that third period, there was just a lot of everything from flow to choppiness to power plays to good defense to bad defense, good offense and bad offense.
Well, it's one of those things where, the game is hard to predict. And once they got into the special teams part of it in the second period where they were killing penalties and then on the power play, then killing penalties, the flow of the game just goes away. In the third period, it really wasn't that bad of a situation for anybody because when the penalties were taken, there was a coincidental minor that went on. Everything that was supposed to be free flow, I was just impressed with the special teams. It's like they made adjustments on special teams. Yeah. You saw the Badgers get two golden opportunities shorthanded. You saw Michigan get a great power play opportunity, and it goes by the wayside. It's just one of those things where, the flow of the game, you never know what's going to happen. It was great first period, special teams second period. Third period, we got back to flow and more scoring opportunities, but we still had special teams. It's like, okay, you've seen a complete game here, folks.
Boy, and as you mentioned, special teams, they got a big power play goal in the first period on that major. That's huge. But that penalty kill unit, which has been better, is facing a excellent power play with lots of firepower and talent, and you just held your breath every time they went down a man. But they got the job done, and as you mentioned, even had shorthanded chances themselves where they could have scored on multiple occasions.
Exactly. And I mean, the Stramel situation where he scored was a two-on-one. Carson had a Mantle had a lone break, so to speak, and then a couple times where it was a two-on-one and they basically ran out of real estate, and that was the tough part for me.
Badgers win it tonight by the score of 6-3. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Ian, who do we have for our Everlight Solar player of the game?
Well, we're going to give it to the young freshman. Charlie Stramel played a whale of a game. And for whatever reason, he was in the midst of everything. And I am so impressed with how pretty that play was, where he had a two-on-one with Gorniak, and he just pulled the trigger and went top shelf to get his goal of the night. He also got an assist on the other goal that was scored by his line. And you just get in a situation where, as a freshman, he's put in some high-pressure situations, especially on the power play, and tonight he answered the call.
Charlie Stramel, our player of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. When we continue on the post-game show, we'll check in with Ian for our energizing performance of the game. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and hope to have Charlie Stramel, the freshman forward, as well here on the post-game show as the Badgers win it by the score of 6-3 over Michigan. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Save big on everything for your home now at Menards. Make sure you and your family are always breathing safe, clean air with DuPont air filters. They can reduce harmful airborne particles by up to 80%, providing your home with healthy, comfortable air. We carry a variety of sizes in stock to fit your furnace. Pick up an air filter today for only $2.99 after mail-in rebate. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Welcome back to the Kohl Center and the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin as our post-game show continues here. After the Badgers 6-3 victory over the Michigan Wolverines. Time now for our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Ian, what is our energizing performance of the game?
Energizing performance of the game, I'm going to nail it down to one play.
Okay.
And the young man had a goal and an assist tonight, but it's been a long time. I was going to say it's been a long time since I've seen a Badger score in an empty net off a faceoff. centuries ago, I guess would be the best way to put it. But Owen Lindmark, I remember saying right to you, go forward, young man.
Yes.
And he did, and their guy tried to draw it straight back. And between the two of them, they put it right between the defensemen, and it goes into the empty net when Michigan had their goaltender pulled. So it might be the energizing performance of the game, but it was also the icing on the cake.
You know, there was another faceoff that is similar to what you described just after Michigan had gotten a power play, where down in the zone, the Badger forward went forward with it. I believe it was Lindmark who went towards the net, kind of the Mike Eaves 77 NCAA
Correct.
Tournament faceoff. Horbach was going hard after the puck towards the net. He got dragged down, and that negated what was a Michigan power play about to start and instead made it 4-4. So there was a couple of those energizing plays for the Badgers, and many of them by their penalty killers, Lindmark and Horbach, chief among them tonight. So that, our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. When we return to the Kohl Center, before we do that, we'll have Tony Granato, the Badgers head coach, and talk to Charlie Stremel, our player of the game. Get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world. A couple of color scores involving Badger athletics, Badger women's hockey team and volleyball team, both in action tonight as well. And get you set for tomorrow night's series finale. It'll actually start earlier. Puck drops at 4 o'clock. It's the teddy bear toss as well tomorrow. Mike LaCrone will be here entertaining folks during the second intermission as well. So a fun throwback weekend continues out here at the Kohl Center. So if you get a chance, come on down tomorrow afternoon as the Badgers will shoot now for a series sweep after tonight's 6-3 victory over the Wolverines. Our post-game show continues here in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The Devils Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devils Advocates Radio Show.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Inside the Kohl Center, where the Badgers were victorious tonight in the series opener over fifth-ranked Michigan by a score of 6-3. For the Badgers, it's five in a row, five consecutive wins, all on home ice. This one's certainly the biggest of those five, a Big Ten battle against the Michigan Wolverines. I don't think Coach is down there just yet.
I'm here, Rob.
Oh, they're great. Okay, sorry there. Great.
I'm blending in with the wall down here.
I didn't notice you down. I'm figuring to be dancing or something down there and celebrating. Congratulations on the victory. Great. I mean, right from the start, we were talking about, boy, first period, total flow, almost hardly any whistles, up and down. It got choppier, but there were a lot more penalties, power plays. This game had a little bit of everything tonight, and your team just found a way to get done.
Yeah, we did. I loved it. We fall behind 2-0, and we did a little bit of standing around, kind of playing patty cakes the first 10, 15 minutes of the game, where we're just kind of cautiously trying to figure out how the game's going to go. And then all of a sudden, we scored that big goal that Stram scored. He made a great play coming out of his end. They made a kind of a shaky read on it. Their D just stood there, and he went by him to turn it into a 2-on-1. And that goal really got us going, believing. And the power play, you know, did a good job on that five-minute power play. But not only did we score, but we created some confidence in how we were playing. And then I think we carried it over the rest of the game. But there were a couple key situations I thought that were great. Our penalty kill needed to step up big. We took too many penalties in the second period. They did. And then in the third period, after they scored that goal, it was kind of a let's call it a not-so-great goal. To pull them within one, we jumped back on the ice, and we didn't let that affect us and sit back. We played really solid hockey up there. So there's lots of key things and different important points of the game that we stuck with.
Do you think that Charlie Stream will get scared when he sees Gorniak going by him at 110 miles an hour? That was a 2-on-1, and all of a sudden Jack is down on the goal line, and Stream will shoot
him. We got a little anxious on some outnumbered attacks that we went offsides on. So we're not only on that one, you know, when Jack flies like that, but we got so anxious, so we had a couple opportunities that would have been clear 2-on-1s, even 1-on-3-on-1, where we jumped a little bit. Too far ahead, got offsides. But I thought, you know, as the game went on, obviously we gained confidence. And not necessarily that we knew we could play with them, but in ourselves and understanding that if we play the way we're capable of and the way we have, we're going to give ourselves a chance. And we talked about, the whole first month and a half or 2 months of the season was we got to find a way to get some pucks that go through for us. And tonight, you know, we did. We went to the net. Our guys at the top were able to take an extra step to get around the shot blockers. And we floated a couple in there that normally, you know, get blocked or go off a goaltender stick or deflect off the post. Like, Jugnauth had one off the post, very similar. But we did a really good job of creating some chaos in front of their net, and because of it, we were able to get a couple behind them.
Why do you think the improvement that we've seen each of the last, four, five, six games, whatever, of getting that traffic and those pucks to the front of the net, whether it's confidence or just reps or whatever it is, because as you said tonight, boy, even just the chances that didn't go in, there were a lot of bodies causing a lot of screens and a couple of those goals that Portillo never even saw.
Correct. And a little bit of confidence, a little bit of starting to recognize what our team has to be. I think the first, I'm going to be honest with you, the season started fast. We jumped into Big Ten play right out of the gate, and then we play three teams in a row that are all top 10 teams. And I don't think we ever got any sort of momentum or friction from that. Or traction, I guess, would it be? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for a little traction.
Right, sure.
And when you play big opponents like that, so, then the last couple of weeks, we played good, hardworking teams, but teams that, you could generate a little bit more offensive zone time, gain a little confidence in when you shoot the puck. And because of that, I think, our guys kind of, carried that into this weekend. So, we're happy. Let's not kid ourselves. It's a heck of a team we beat tonight, but we're also realizing we got a quick turnaround, and tomorrow they'll be better. There's no question they'll be better, but there's also an opportunity for us, as the game starts and we can frustrate them and staying out of the penalty box and being smart with our puck decisions, we can beat them again tomorrow. But if we try to go into a track meet or we sit back on our heels, they're going to come out, with a lot on the line. That team is a team that hasn't, established their Big Ten record or their Big Ten, ability to be at the top of the conference yet, and they certainly have enough talent. So it'll be important to start of the game tomorrow to gain our confidence in ourselves that we can do it again.
It's a short turnaround tomorrow afternoon, 4:00 puck drops. Coach, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. Good luck getting the sweep tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. His team wins 6-3 here tonight is the final score, and we do have some highlights once again. He had lots of
yes.
them when you score 6 goals, and so it's time now for our calls of the game. Michigan moving forward. Here's Stramel with a chance to create a 2-on-1. He's got Lucius with him. Stramel on the near side shoots and scores! Charlie Stramel. Badgers are on the board. It's 2-1. And the Badgers would have had a chance on the rebound there. So Kuhlemans now is along on the near side. They throw it out front. Lindmark shoots and scores! It's Caulfield. We're tied at 2 thanks to the power play goal. A couple of Badgers collide, but it's finally played back to Kuhlemans inside the line. Kuhlemans through traffic. Shot. He finds the back of the net. Somebody get a GPS for that one. I'm not sure how it found it, but the Badgers lead it 3-2. Michigan defenders right on top of him. Gives it off to Erdahl. Long wrist shot through traffic. He scores. There's another one. Google Maps says throw it this way because it's going to find the back of the net. The Badgers lead it 4-2. Lotch and Kerr back inside the Badgers zone along the blue line. It does go forward, goes towards the empty net. It's creeping its way through the blue paint and in! The final nail in the coffin. It's 6-3. Badgers win it by the score of 6-3 tonight over Michigan for Big Ten win number 1. I believe we are joined now by our player of the game, Charlie Stramel. Charlie, can you hear us all right?
Yep, all
right.
Good.
Congratulations on the victory tonight. This game had a lot of different elements and things go on within those 60 minutes tonight. What pleased you most about your team's effort in getting that 6-3 result?
No, yeah, it was big. We went down 2-0 pretty early in the game there, and I think for our team to just battle through that adversity there, especially getting scored on first in the third there, and then getting another one and another one to seal the deal. I think just battling through adversity throughout the game was big for us.
How important has it been for your team? We just talked with Tony Granato, your head coach, about getting bodies to the front of the net. Not only just throwing the puck towards the net, but a couple of goals tonight, it seemed like the netminder Eric Portillo didn't even see them, whether it's rebounds, deflections, or just screens. Each game, it seems to be you guys are doing more and more of that.
No, yeah, 100%. I think that's a big reason why we put in 6 tonight was because we had a good net front presence. So I think that's huge when it comes to scoring on these big college goalies that are hard to score on without a screen. So.
You guys have made, a tweak a game or two ago with the power play and moving Kuhlemans and Jugnauth to where he's more the quarterback of the power play. Mm-hmm. What has that meant for your power play? You guys have been successful in the last 5-6 games and being able to get a goal or two at least each game out on the man advantage.
No, yeah, for sure. The power play is helping a ton right now. I think both units are buzzing, getting pucks to the net. Even if we're not scoring, we're generating chances all the time. So, whoever it is out there, I think it's just an attack mentality that we got. Get the puck to the net, win the battles, and outwork the PK, and I think it's working well right now.
I have a question for you, Charlie. This is Ian Perrin. When you are out there with Jack Gorniak, do you and Cruz just wave to him as he's going by at about 138 miles an hour?
It's really fun to play with him. You know, he can fly. That's for sure. It's fun to watch him fly around the ice.
God, it was so funny because you two were back checking, and all of a sudden he was back there, and I was like, oh my God, where did he come from?
No, yeah, it's awesome playing with Gorney. He's a
speed kills, baby.
100% in the game.
I know, especially, Charlie, against a team like Michigan that has such a great power play and lots of talent, you don't want to put them on the man advantage. Mm-hmm. But what kind of confidence do you guys have as the team right now with the way the penalty kill has been so successful, especially when you see Lindmark and Horbach hopping over the boards and going out there?
Oh, 100%. You know, obviously, we're trying to stay out of the box as much as we can, but, you know, stuff happens. So, you know, when you put those guys out on the ice, also putting out Mershy and Stanger, you know, they do a great job, you know, getting the puck out of the zone, but generating chances. You know, they've scored a lot of PK goals this year, and it's, you know, it's really fun to watch them work and build momentum off those PKs.
Five in a row now. Can you feel confidence? Can you feel just what this success has done, the good results has done for you guys over the last 3-4 weeks?
100%. I think confidence is huge for this team, and I think we've taken a huge few steps these past few weeks, and we're going to continue to ride on that high and keep going.
Charlie, congratulations on the win tonight. Thanks for the time and best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That's Badgers freshman forward Charlie Stramel. His team victorious tonight by the score of 6-3 over the Michigan Wolverines. Our postgame show continues here from the Kohl Center. 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Home Chunk.
back to the Kohl Center, where the Badgers were victorious tonight by the count of 6-3 over the Michigan Wolverines. And if you're saying, hey, Rob, we need more Ian and his dulcet tones reading us stats, you are in luck tonight because we did not get a final stat sheet. So the only man with a laptop in front of him with the stats will now read you some of the stats from the game, and they're all good in the final result for the Badgers. What do you got there, Ian?
Yeah, it was a 2-2 game at the end of the first, 4-2 game at the end of the second, and a 6-3 game for Wisconsin, a big victory at the end of the third as they go through all of the statistical stuff for all you nerds.
I've got my hand raised, yes.
Wisconsin had 28 shots on net. Michigan had 26. Obviously, the saves were 24-23. The key factor for me was that Michigan was 0-for-7 on the power play, and the Badgers enjoyed a 1-for-8 night. Two very, very talented teams usually on the power play, but only one goal scored on the power play, that by Brock Caulfield for Wisconsin. Penalties and minutes, eight penalties for Michigan for 27 minutes, seven penalties for Wisconsin in 22 minutes. Remember, the differentiation of that minutes is the five-minute major taken near the end of the first period, which the Badgers ended up scoring on one power play goal. So as it goes, statistically pretty evenly matched. The one thing that really stands out to me, and I will read this stat to you and see what you think.
All right.
Faceoffs won by Michigan, 34. Faceoffs won by Wisconsin, 23.
Yeah,
that's the first team that's ever done that to us.
Yeah, and the Badgers have come in one of the best teams in the country in the faceoff department, 56.7%. That's second in all of college hockey. And Michigan coming off a weekend where Harvard was 41-29 better than them in the faceoff dot. So none of that matched up statistically as to what you thought going in.
The prognosticators were incorrect tonight?
Yes, they were. Here's another odd stat for you. Badgers score six goals tonight in the 6-3 victory. And as Brian Pozek had pointed out to me, and I have confirmed by looking through the stats, that in their six previous Big Ten games this season, they had scored a grand total of six goals. So they matched that total here tonight, and they just did it over the fifth-ranked team in the country in the Michigan Wolverines.
Impressive win.
Did we miss any stats, or we got them all?
No, we're good.
Oh, okay, we got them all. All right, we'll get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world and get you ready for the series finale that's tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock here at the Kohl Center. So come on out and cheer on the Badgers as they try to get a series sweep and make it six straight victories all on home ice. 6-3 the final tonight. Our post-game show continues. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end.
End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Drug Administration.
Back inside the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin, where the Badgers win it tonight by the score of 6-3 over the Michigan Wolverines. And Ian, I was just thinking during that last break, you know, it's throwback weekend. This was a little bit throwback-ish into days of old. More goals, 9 goals total. You had some fisticuffs, lots of penalties, wide open offensive play, and then a little of everything here tonight, like some games did have back in the day on throwback weekend.
Oh, boy, I remember my freshman year, we went to Michigan, and it was still Yost Arena at that time. Mm-hmm. And they had the freshman of the year, 6'4", 225-pound Angie Moretto.
Oh, boy.
I hit him so hard behind the net, and all he did was go, ugh. And then he just skated away with the puck. I was crippled laying on the ice. Oh, was that a big, strong man.
Let's get you caught up on the scores around the college hockey world. First, let's get you a couple of Badger scores. Badger women's hockey, second ranked in the country, 13-1. We thought 6 goals was something here tonight. They hang 13 on the board in Bemidji against the Beavers and win by the score of 13-1. And in NCAA volleyball action just down the street, the Badger women win again. They shut out Quinnipiac 3-0, so they advance to the second round of the NCAA tournament. They will play host to TCU tomorrow night at 6 p.m. So you can come on out, catch some hockey at the Kohl Center, and then head on over for the Badger volleyball at the Fieldhouse if you're lucky enough to get tickets for tomorrow night's second round NCAA tournament action. In college hockey, elsewhere in the Big Ten, it was Penn State 2-1 over Ohio State. Penn State has now beat every ranked Big Ten opponent so far this season at least once, as they beat 17th ranked Ohio State 2-1, the score there. Minnesota goes on the road, and the 4th ranked Gophers get their 12th win of the season. They get a 5-0 shutout victory over the 13th ranked Spartans in a battle for first place in the conference. And of course, 6-3 our score here tonight, the only other Big Ten game going on this evening, Notre Dame with the weekend off. In Atlantic hockey, Niagara shut out by Army 3-0. Canisius 2-1 over RIT in overtime. Holy Cross leading Air Force 1-0 in the second period. And American International knocks off Bentley by the count of 5-1. CCHA, it's Northern Michigan in overtime, beating Michigan Tech 4-3.
I would have loved to have been at that game. Boy, that's, you know, the interstate or whatever you want to call it, the highway game between Marquette and Houghton. That would have been just a war.
And it apparently was going to overtime, where the Wildcats went it by the score of 4-3. Bowling Green 7-4 over Lake Superior State. Of course, we'll see Lake State in a few weeks in Milwaukee for the Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. The Badgers will open the tournament against them at 5 serve form. UMass will also be there as well. Minnesota State falls to Ferris State by the count of 2-1. And Bemidji State 6-4 over St. Thomas, rounding out CCHA action. ECAC, Colgate 5-1 over Dartmouth. Harvard bounces back from their loss last weekend to Michigan. They tied and lost to the Wolverines in Ann Arbor, their first setback of the season for the Crimson. They improved to 7-1-1 on the year as the 7th-ranked Harvard squad wins at 2-1 in overtime over Cornell. Quinnipiac 2-1 over St. Lawrence. Clarkson falls to Princeton 6-2. Hockey East, BC Boston College 1-1 overtime tie. Boston University 6-1 over New Hampshire. Maine 5-3 topping Vermont. And Merrimack 7-3 better than Connecticut. NCHC, Minnesota Duluth and Colorado College. The Tigers with a 2-0 lead over the Bulldogs in the third period. It's now 3-0
final.
Ian gives me the update, the final there. So the Tigers beating Minnesota Duluth. Western Michigan falls to Omaha 7-6. There's another one to turn back the clock tonight.
Using soccer nets.
Yeah, lots of goals. Lots of goals here tonight. And St. Cloud State's put 6 on the board against North Dakota as the 4th-ranked Huskies leading in the third period by the score of 6-2 as North Dakota's struggles continue this season. And in non-conference play, number 1-ranked Denver and Arizona State, last I had, was 1-1 in the second period.
Correct.
For the Pioneers and the Sun Devils. Our final here tonight, 6-3 Badgers over the Wolverines. We'll put a wrap on it, get you ready for tomorrow night's series finale when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Welcome back one final time inside the Kohl's Center in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. Badgers win it 6-3 over the Wolverines, setting the stage for tomorrow afternoon's series finale, and they'll shoot for a Big Ten series sweep. Reminder, tomorrow's game is at 4 o'clock, so an early start both for listening to us, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock puck drop, but also for coming on out to the Kohl's Center a little bit early. And it's also on this throwback weekend, teddy bear toss Saturday, so bring a teddy bear or stuffed animal of any kind, bring it on out, throw it onto the ice, it'll go to a good cause, someone in need who could use a Christmas holiday season gift. It's an annual tradition not only here with this Badger hockey program, but around college hockey and minor league hockey arenas. You see some great video clips that are viral of just thousands of teddy bears and stuffed animals being tossed onto the ice. So come on out, bring a stuffed animal, a stuffed teddy bear, and toss it out onto the ice and help cheer on the Badgers as they shoot for a series sweep tomorrow. And Ian, I'm just struck by what, you know, in talking to Charlie Stramel and Tony Granato, you know, even some of those wins of the first four in a row, maybe they weren't the prettiest. Maybe they weren't by as many goals as some people thought. But wins do build up confidence.
Yeah.
And then wins that come with a few extra goals for a team that's challenged to score goals adds to building that confidence. And we saw that here tonight. Whether they won or lost this game, they certainly played like a confident team.
Yeah, they did. And even when times got tough, when they were down 2-0, and Michigan was going to turn up the tempo and really start to try and make it 3-0, 4-0 as quickly as they possibly could. But it took that one come-from-behind goal, if you want to call it that, to just turn the tide. And it's, I don't care if it's pro hockey or 60 and over hockey like I play, you're in a situation where one goal either way can turn the tide both mentally and physically.
This is an important stretch for the Badgers. These last two weekends before the holiday break, you've got wrapping up the series against Michigan. Then you go on the road to Minnesota. You know, it's not getting any easier on the road with Mariucci. You come out of here with a couple of wins in these four games, build that confidence again, and add some points, obviously, in the win column of the Big Ten standings for yourself.
Yeah, you go home for the holidays with a refreshed state of mind, let's put it that way.
Yeah, and set the stage for the holiday face-off in Milwaukee at 5-serve form, where the Badgers are the defending champions. As always, we want to thank you for joining us, where tonight the Badgers beat Michigan by the score of 6-3. For Ian Perrin, our producer Jacob Smith, and our entire Learfield team back in our Jefferson City, Missouri studios, we hope you'll be back with us tomorrow afternoon, either in person here at the Kohl Center or on these very airwaves, when the Badgers shoot for a series sweep against the 5th-ranked Wolverines of Michigan. Good night from the Kohl Center. You've been listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey, presented by Learfield.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep
locally
our minds
radio
and bodies
FM
and getting a flu shot
helps
us stay healthy. So we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this